When I was in grade school, fourth or fifth or sixth grade, I wanted to be an Olympic athlete, either running or doing the high jump, because I always used to watch them on TV, and there were so many people watching them, and everybody would clap and be smiling, and everybody would be proud of the person. And I just always wanted to be on TV doing things for people to be proud of me for.
Well, when I was in grade school, I wanted to be a police officer or a pro football player, something like that, just because it looked exciting and glamorous, you know. And I saw it on TV a lot, and, you know, this is what I wanted to do. That's what a lot of my friends wanted to do, and it's just a thing to do, I guess.
When I was in preschool, and my first few years in grade school, I wanted to be a meter maid on the police department because I thought that they led an exciting life and all they got to do is ride around all day. Didn't have any commitments or anything, and all I saw was the good side of what they did.
When I was a real little kid, I just wanted to be successful. I wanted to be like the people I heard on TV. But I was really interested in science, and I always did all kinds of investigations and everything in fourth grade. And I really excelled in the field of science, and that's where I'm heading my life right now. I've always dreamed of being a scientist or something.
When I was a little kid in preschool and grade school, I didn't really have a certain profession in mind. I just wanted to be a big rancher and own a lot of horses and a humongous ranch with a river running through it and stuff, because I was a real tomboy and I really enjoyed riding horses and stuff, so I just thought that would be the best life.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily, oh, joyfully. Me. But then they sent me a-
growing up was always so easy. Sure, there were the times when you got spanked or you didn't get your own way, but for the most part, those early years were pretty carefree. School was fun. Summers were spent playing and going swimming. You didn't have to worry about acne or about getting turned down for a date. You didn't have to worry about dating, period. Life was great. But life changes. Soon, life's problems became a little more serious. Schoolwork was not as much fun anymore. It's a responsibility to get you into a good college. Summers were spent working in a grease pit as you try to support your car. And dating, well, let's just say that relationships take a lot of hard work to make them work right. And then there is the future. That awesome question, what am I going to do with my life? Graduation brings home that question even more so. It seems like everyone is asking, what are you doing next year? There is pressure to have an answer, to have your life in order, all planned out. The problem is that most of us have no idea what we want to do with our lives, where we want to spend it, and who we want to spend it with. And so anxiety settles in as we feel uneasy about our future.
What scares me most about my future is what I'm going to do with my life after high school, where I'm going to go and, you know, hope that I get a good job that I'll be happy doing for the rest of my life and not be stuck in the middle with not knowing what to do or where to go.
The thing that scares me most about my future after college is that I'll make the wrong decision for a career and then I'll be unhappy in that profession. It's probably the thing that scares me most is making the wrong decision.
I know that there's a reason why I need to be alone. You show me there's a silent place that I can call my own. Is it mine? Oh Lord, is it mine? You know I get so weary from the battles in this life.
How we plan out our future and how we perceive our future is largely dependent upon what we consider to be important to us. This determines our priorities in life. Throughout the past 3 years of high school, those priorities have probably changed several times. What was important to you as sophomores has been replaced with something or someone else.
When you're a sophomore or freshman in high school, you put different things in your life, different priorities. When I was a sophomore, what I wanted to do was build my list of friends. I thought that, you know, each day I had to be with somebody, I had to have a friend.
When I was a sophomore, it wasn't many things to worry about as there is now. Like you got college coming up and you gotta pay for that. And might be moving out even, you gotta worry about that. And all back then, seems so long ago, it really wasn't. I didn't have to worry about any of that. It was just basketball and having a good time. Now you gotta work and live your life. Get into the real world now.
When I first got into high school, my friends were the most important, and I wanted to do what they wanted to do and make them happy, along with making myself happy. But now it's more, I have to find out what I want to do because my friends aren't always going to be here.
Your outlook on life now is different than what it was 3 years ago. Your outlook 3 years from now will probably also be different. With all of these changes going on, wouldn't it be nice to have some kind of stability in your life? Something or someone who remains the same? Wouldn't it be nice to have someone to help guide us in these future unknowns, to settle us down when we get afraid of what lies ahead?
I've changed my mind. Things don't really seem so bad this time. I've learned my lesson, though it shining through.
shining through.
It has been said that there are two emotional needs that each of us has to have filled. These needs are to be loved and to have a purpose in life. Stated another way, we each need to feel secure and to feel significant. There are many ways to try and fill these two needs, through relationships, money, a job. But all of these ways seem to fall short. They fall short because we can lose them. We can lose someone or lose our job. Then we have perhaps consequently lost our security and our purpose for living. There is one thing, however, that we cannot lose, and that is our relationship with God. God said he would never forsake us. He would always love us. In the Bible, Paul says, I have become absolutely convinced that neither death nor life, neither messenger of heaven nor monarch of earth, neither what happens today nor what may happen tomorrow, neither a power from on high nor a power from below, nor anything else in God's whole world has any power to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Now that is true security. That is what gives us our significance in life. Perhaps this love from God is the stability that we need in our changing world.
Oh, I see lots of people in school that are always down because they have so many problems. And when I tell them that Jesus loves them, I really want them to know that they don't have to keep the problems inside themselves, but that Jesus really has his ear waiting for them to talk to him, and he'll listen as long as they want, and he's their friend, and he's the kind of friend that'll never hurt them, and that will never do anything wrong against them. And he's the best friend a person can have. And he really does love them. So that's why I say Jesus loves you.
Well, God's love is everlasting. It's always there. And you can have relationships with other people, you know, people of the opposite sex, people of the same sex, you know, and you can love them, they can love you. But that love usually doesn't last forever, you know. But God's love will always be there. No matter what.
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew, longer than there have been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you. Stronger than any mountain can. Truer than any tree ever grew, deeper than any forest primeval, I am in love with you. I'll bring fire in the winters, you'll send showers in the spring. Binding cracks and the pages start to yellow, I'll be in love with you. I'll be in love with you.
When somebody tells me that God loves me, I know it's true. It may not always seem that way, you know, to some people. I don't always say it out loud, but I know that there's always somebody out there that loves me, because God does love me.
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew, longer than there have been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you.
In a confused, uncertain world, it is easy to feel anxious about our future. Being confused ourselves makes the matter even more frustrating. Having a relationship with God does not necessarily mean that all the confusion is taken away. It does mean that you know you are loved by God Himself, as demonstrated through His Son, Jesus Christ. It also means that you have a purpose in life, to live for God. It's nothing weird or strange, unless, of course, you're weird or strange. Of all the things, though, that I could wish you now or in your future, I want to wish you a person, Jesus Christ Himself, because only He can make a lasting and significant difference in your life.
I could wish you joy and peace to last a whole life long. I could wish you sunshine or a cheerful little song.
When I wish you